Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and the callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Chatterbox Video Game Radio, everybody. Welcome to it. My name's Alon. Right next to me is Adrian.
They want nothing to do with our opinions because they suck.
Our opinions?
Yes, that's the station completely. We have nothing to do with them.
Okay. You totally lost me, dude.
We're idiots. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. You mean the thoughts and opinions are...
of the host, yeah. Callers, and guest.
That's true.
Because we're idiots.
I'm not even on their payroll.
I'm not either.
Yeah. All right, so behind the glass over there is Andrew.
The one person that is on the payroll.
Our esteemed something engineer. Anyway, we talk about video games here. If you want to call in and talk about them yourself or with us, you know, not necessarily by yourself, 866-536-1100 is the number to do it. We're live.
Call in.
In the studio as long as it's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, or 11 o'clock somewhere in the U.S.
As long as it's sometime. Just call in.
All right, exactly.
If you're in the chat room right now, someone asked earlier why I'm not in the chat room. Because if I was in the chat room, every time you'd say something, I'd be like, oh, that's a great point. Call in.
Exactly. 866-536-1100. So, let's talk about some games. I'm going to present you, Adrian, with this quiz. I'm going to say six names. I want to say six words, but some of it's two words, right? Six names. You tell me the story that I want to tell you without actually telling you it. Are you ready? Do you understand?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right. I'm going to say some things, and you're going to tell me the story that I should tell you anyway.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do.
All right.
It's 9 a.m. Kmart. Target. None of these are sponsors, by the way. This isn't for sponsorship. So Kmart. Target. Fry's. That's the electronics store, not the grocery store.
Okay.
Sam's Club. CompUSA. And Target. What did I do this morning?
You were trying to buy something video game related, so you had to go to multiple places to find the one thing that you wanted. And I think I know what it is, because I think it's the thing sitting right here, but I don't want to ruin your story.
This is why we call him the mainstream gamer, because he doesn't actually know that the DS Lite was released this morning. And yes, that's what I did this
morning. I already have a DS. Why am I going to pay attention to the next version of it?
So, I went everywhere in the world. I thought maybe I don't have to drive all the way across town. Maybe I won't have to do it because there's a Kmart, a Target, a Fry's, all of these places right on the road outside my house, so I could go. Nope, didn't have it. It's Target, for God's sake. And you know I don't want to buy from Target after those 360 fiascos last Christmas, but nobody had. And then I went to Fry's.
Why didn't they have it? Were they sold out or they just didn't receive it?
No, dude, I was there like 15 minutes after they opened.
No. You were at all these stores 15 minutes after they opened.
Well, they opened at different times.
Okay.
I was at Target at like 9:17, and they actually opened up at 8. So I was a little over an hour.
Did you
like,
ask them?
Kmart, I was there when they opened.
Yes.
I got there, and I asked this girl. I was like, so is there somebody in the electronics department who can help me? Because no one was there. Mm-hmm. And she says, yeah, hang on a second. She gets on the walkie-talkie, because they're all equipped over there at Target. And she calls, I think his name is Brian. All right. Brian, what's your location? I'm in the back looking for something. I have a funny idea what he's looking for, okay? And she says, well, there's a guest who would like your help out here. Is it about the DS Lite? And I say, yes, it is, I say to the girl with the walkie-talkie. And he says, yeah, I'm looking, but I don't think we actually have any. I, of course, am surprised, because it's about, you know, 80 minutes after the store opened, supposed to be released today. I don't know what's happening. And so I'm a little upset when he comes out and tells me they have none. And so then I go to Fry's Electronics. Now, Fry's Electronics, they had them, but they weren't selling them to me by itself. All right?
Okay.
Now, you know how I hate buying bundles.
Yes.
To begin with.
Yes.
I don't like having my hand forced. But it's not even like the 360. Like, if you want to force a bundle on the 360, okay. First of all, there's amazing scarcity. Beyond that, nobody has it yet. Like, when it was first released, you didn't have a 360. And if you're buying one now, you probably don't have one. Okay. Buy it in a bundle.
But what do you want? What are they making you buy in the bundle?
There were two different bundles. One for $160 that came with like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 and Pack and Roll.
Okay, you're getting screwed there.
Okay. Or for $195, It was the new Super Mario Brothers, which I do want.
Okay.
And I think Tetris DS. But the, I mean, that's not even presenting a value to you. It's just the, all three things together.
Yeah.
And my point is that the DS has been around for like, what is it, a year and a half, two mm-hmm. years? I don't care. It's been out. All sorts of people have them. Anybody who wants the crappy games, well, they're crappy, so they don't want them. Or they want the good games, but they were smart enough to buy them when they were released. So,
or you're just like me and you never think of your DS.
Yeah. So why do I want to buy a DS Lite with games built in? I ask you this, oh, Fry's ad creator. The guy told me, oh, well, it's in the ad, so that's how we have to sell it. And I disagree. You can sell it however the hell you want, as long as you can also supply the ad. But he was full of crap, and he wanted me to walk away. So I then go across town again, further down, and I eventually find it at Target. That's my story. Happy owner, you know, it's great. Then I went to EB Games, and I bought some games on their buy two, get one free, used game thing. I got Rez for the PS2. And see, all right, everybody else listening is like, wow.
Wow.
Rez for the PS2? That's amazing. But you have no idea. The mainstream gamer, no idea.
I'm only on the show so people can make fun of me and hate me. Let's be realistic.
That's why I brought you on.
All right.
No, I appreciate you being here.
And my vast radio background.
But anyway, so I spent a lot of time at, actually it wasn't even EB Games today, it was GameStop. But I used the EB Games discount card, so that was cool. So anyway, I got the DS Lite. I think a lot of other people did, and I hope they all shared in my quest this morning, because I don't want to be the only one who had to go to six stores just to get it.
Besides it being white, what's the huge difference?
It's a different form factor, dude. It's smaller. It fits better. It's not this clunky piece of crap. The first DS we all knew was rushed, and I did not want it.
Okay. I did not even know they were coming out the second one, because I don't go to the gaming websites. I get all my information from Chatterbox, and not just Chatterbox, from you.
Okay.
Because I bring nothing to the table.
All right, so let me ask you this. What have you been playing this week? What games?
Oblivion.
Oblivion. And did that patch work for you that we talked about last week?
I didn't download the patch yet. I did the hit the A cache thing that one of our listeners told me about. They need to let me know so I can hook him up with something for free.
Alright.
And that makes it easier to play.
You know, it'd be ironic if you sent them the data from the cache drive on a DVD.
I'll get them something better than that. It's probably going to be something local to Phoenix, but it'll be something better than that. It's something I get for free. I can get unlimited amounts for free, but...
The poon? Sorry.
No, it's something to do with my other job.
All right, good.
My real job. But it definitely makes it more playable, because I could not play it with the original setup.
Yeah, apparently the patch screws people a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, if you download the patch, like, it fools you into thinking that there's less load time, because it takes away the load screens, I guess, and it sort of helps with the laggy outdoor scenes, which are so large, you know, that they lag a lot. But apparently, it's not the great patch that everyone was hoping. So.
The load screens bother me. I'm not going to say they don't. But normally what I do is I'll just flip the thing, watch a little bit of TV, then go back. And it'll be like 5 minutes later, and it'll still be loading.
Wait for the next frame to come up. All right.
But the lag, that was ridiculous. I can't believe the game is getting as high as the scores as it is with the lag that it has. It is ridiculous.
I just don't like games with that much load time, so.
I understand that. I'm not going to do... But if it's a great game, you can get past. You're like, yeah, it's got a lot of load time, but it's a good game. If there's lag in the middle of the game, you're like, what the hell is going on here? You can't play the game, and you throw your controller across the room and hit a little kid in the head.
At least it doesn't, you know, it's not connected to the machine anymore, like the old controller, so it won't break the machine, just the controller itself. All right, so... speaking of broken systems, I went over a friend's place last night. He's got a 360. He has a hard time answering the door because he's busy on the phone with Xbox support, because he bought it on day one. He was in the line with me waiting for the Xbox over at Target. He managed to get one that day, the core system, so he had to buy a hard drive separate. Anyway, apparently it's overheating, giving him all sorts of graphical glitches. He calls them up 20-some days past warranty. I mean, what's... He bought it on November 24th, I think. That was the release date. And it's like 6 months and 20 days, or less than 20 days. And apparently the warranty is only... Have you ever heard of a six-month warranty?
No, I'd have assumed
it's 90 days or a year.
Yeah.
And it's usually a year, right? So what the hell?
Yeah.
So they're screwing him, and he has to pay $180 to get it fixed. But he's such a diehard gamer, like he went out and bought another core system. Like, oh, well, I don't want to not play it tonight because he plays a lot. So he got another one, and then he's going to go send his other one back to Microsoft for like $180 to get fixed.
That's...
Anyway, like, I've never claimed to be... I do the radio thing, and I... Unfortunately, I'm not very original. But we're going to have to start a tip of the hat, wag of the finger, like the old Colbert guy. You watch the show?
Yeah.
All right. Because Fries...
Are we afraid of bears?
Yeah. Fries is on my S list right now. And Microsoft not doing good by my friend John. I certainly don't appreciate it. And I'll come up with some more retailers who are pissing me off. But it's not been a good week for the large corporations.
Let's put them up on the big board.
Yes, on the board.
Bears. We got bears. That's number one.
And Microsoft. All right, we'll be back after this break. I'm going to talk about some listener email that I got this week. And we might even talk a little bit about the Dutch Addiction Gaming Center.
Can we get to my crappy text message I got?
And yeah, you've been talking about it for weeks. We might even talk about that. We'll be back after the break, everybody. 866-536-1100. We're back again.
Did you miss us?
Yeah. My name's Alon. This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio, and we talk about games. So give us a call at 866-536-1100. And I also need to remind everybody to go to uat.edu. That's the website for the University of Advancing Technology, where I went. And
graduated?
Did. Yeah. Got a BA, a Bachelor of Arts in Multimedia and Video Game Design. So you can, too. Anyway, I want to talk about a few things. This week, it seems wherever I went, people would turn to me and say, "Hey, did you know some clinic for gaming addiction just opened?" And I said, "Actually, yes, I did. Thank you. I keep up with the news, but I appreciate your letting me know." Someone else would say, "Hey, wow, a gaming addiction center opened. That's crazy." I said, "Yep, I know, but thank you." So here's what happened. I'm reading from Kotaku here. I'm sure there are many, many, many places where it was reported. But the quote goes like this. Backer, I guess that's the person. Keith Backer, director of Amsterdam-based Smith & Jones Addiction Consultants. Like, he's an addiction consultant. Not just a gaming addiction guy, I guess. He consults all sorts of detoxing, which is ironic because I don't consider games a toxin, but we'll leave that for Jack Thompson's ruling. Anyway, he just opened a detox clinic for gamers. So Backer already has treated 20 video game addicts aged 13 to 30 since January. Some show withdrawal symptoms such as shaking and sweating when they look at a computer, which I really think is detrimental for your health in life. If you shake when looking at a computer, you're going to have a hard time, very hard time in life. Because
you're screwed.
Any job you get, any job. If you want to be a radio show host, you know what I'm sitting in front of? Not one, two computers.
Yes.
Not to mention the DS, which is technically a computer, and your cell phone, and your Ogo, and your iPod, or Zen M, I guess. That's what it is.
Vision M. Let's get it correct.
Whatever. The Zen Vision.
Maybe they'll send us some free ones.
Yeah. Creative. I don't know if they're big on the sponsorships, but feel free. All right, so continuing with the quote. We have kids who don't know how to communicate with people face-to-face because they've spent the last 3 years talking to somebody in Korea through a computer. Their social network has completely disappeared, he says. And now...
Why aren't these kids in school dealing with people then?
Well, you'd gotta wonder.
If they don't know how to talk to people, why aren't they in school?
I think the breakdown is somewhere before the keyboard. Something in their life is missing that's more than just the fact that they play games a lot. Now, honestly, like, Kotaku is oftentimes very just like Inquirer-ish. It's very tabloid-ish. But this guy got it totally right. He's like, this is the guy from Kotaku. I hate to be the voice of reason, but gaming does not destroy social skills. Neither does it improve them. I play far more games than is healthy, yet I'm a really sociable guy. Social skills are largely ingrained, but they're just largely... I'm skipping a line here. But they're just as largely about getting over any nagging insecurities you might have and just getting out there. Gaming doesn't make you antisocial any more than sitting alone in your apartment all day makes you antisocial. And I agree. I mean, that's exactly it. I'm wondering how you feel about this since you play online social games.
Or used to, at least. I used to. I can't afford them right now.
Did you quit your addiction? Is that what happened?
I want to say I was addicted to it because I was able to stop and I didn't go through withdrawals and I didn't spend half my... I wasn't shaking like, oh my God, I gotta play. No. But I can understand to an extent that you get to know, and it's like a family, and you get friends that you only talk to online. But the 13-year-old kid, if he better have some social skills because he should be going to school. The 30-year-old guy, you better have a job. If your job is to sit there and play video games all day, then yeah, maybe I could think you are going to lose all social contact with the world. But you're an idiot if you do. If you're getting paid to play video games, only do it when you're getting paid.
Hey, now, that's not right.
Yes, if I get paid to test gaming's being the average gamer, I'm only gonna play games when I'm getting paid to.
Then you're only gonna play one game, the one game you're testing.
Yes, and then when I'm done testing that one, I'll play the next one that they tell me to test.
And if you get stuck on Barbie's horse riding.
I will play Barbie. I will play the hell out of Barbie's horse riding.
All right. I have a feeling you'd bring it home, give it to your daughter, and then just report on whatever she says.
Hey, that's between me and the company.
Yeah. So here's what I have to say about this detox center. First of all, anybody can start anything, especially in other countries where there's fewer rules about stuff that you do. Because America, we've got way too many rules. So this guy starts a gaming addiction clinic, and I'm betting that for some people it's useful, because anything that goes overboard, anything that does become an addiction, I think you need to steer away from. And sometimes you need help for that. And it's cool that he's around. Especially those crazy Dutch. But, to say that we have kids who don't know how to communicate with people because they're too busy playing games, I think that's a bit of bull. Because these people are going to be recluses anyway. If you're only going to be playing computers all the time, chances are that's actually an introduction back into the world. Like, there are people who spend all their time in their house and they don't talk to anybody because of whatever other reason growing up, you know, during childhood, they were shunned and, you know, don't like talking to people for whatever reason. But then they're inside, they find a game, and they feel more comfortable, and it's a social setting that agrees with them. And I think that's actually exactly the opposite of what this guy is claiming.
Yeah.
Which is also exactly what Florian Eckhart of Kotaku says in this bit, that it's actually more social than the stuff. I mean, if you're just watching TV 24 hours a day, then you're going to be just antisocial and just as screwed up.
If you're a gamer and you're screwed up right now, call in. If you're listening to the show and you have no social skills, we will talk to you on the phone and bring you out of...
Are we the 1-800 counselors?
Yes, now? We are the 1-800 counselors. And if you're not screwed up, call too. I don't care. We'll talk to anybody.
I think you're just begging at this point.
No, I'm not begging, but I literally want to know. We have a lot of people listening to the show.
Yeah.
Does anybody, I'm not going to rip them, but does anybody have the problems that he is claiming? I don't know how to socialize with people because I play games. If there's someone out there that's listening to the show, call in. I want to talk to you because there's no other aspect. You can't blame gaming for you not being able to talk to someone. If you can't talk to girls when you're in high school, it's not because you're a gamer.
I have a feeling that someone who's addicted to games is not going to be able to find the wherewithal to get a phone and call us. They're going to be too busy playing the games. And they're probably not listening live, but that's okay. 866-536-1100.
Email me next week. I don't care.
Yeah.
Call. There's so many people in the room. Someone either has to know someone or is addicted to gaming. If you're in the room right now, call in.
He's talking about our chat room.
Yes.
If you go to chatterboxers.com or chatterboxgameshow.com, you can go to our chat room. We actually have quite a few people in there right now.
The odds are that one of them is either addicted or knows someone that was addicted to games.
I tell you what, they are in a chat room talking about nothing but video games.
So, like I said, there's got to be one person in that room that's addicted. Call in.
All right. Andrew, are you addicted to anything?
Besides the heroin?
Sarcasm, perhaps? All right.
He did say he had prostitutes in here, so maybe he's addicted to sex.
During the week?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. That's just the other show that I did once. I think they bring him in on Tuesday night. So anyway, those are my feelings on the gaming addiction clinic. Probably good for some people. A little bit of a crock. That, I don't know, what the guy's trying to pull is sensationalize the clinic that he just opened. Probably because you have to pay a whole buttload of money to join.
We'll charge half. We will detox you, and we will charge half.
Yeah, we'll take you out to the bars. We'll introduce you to real girls.
Exactly. I don't care if you're underage. We'll get you a fake ID.
Adrian will have to do that because I'm no good at it. But anyway, we're going to come back after the show. I'm going to talk about emails that were sent to me this week. It got this deluge of emails. Anyway, we'll be back after the break.
Me, Mario. You're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's a number one. Woohoo!
Hey,
what up?
I got an Xbox for Christmas.
Would you already have a PS2?
I know, pretty cool, huh?
Very cool. What games did you buy?
Dude, I don't buy. I Gamefly.
Gamefly?
Yeah, Gamefly.com. It's this cool new way to rent video games online. You can rent as many games as you want for as long as you want.
How's that possible?
With Gamefly.com, they send you the games in the mail, you play them as long as you want, and when you're done, you send them back. And Gamefly.com pays all the shipping.
But do they have any games? I know my video store doesn't.
Gamefly.com's selection is awesome. They have every new release for the PS2, Xbox, GameCube, and Game Boy Advance. I got my first two games in 2 days. You know what the best part is?
You don't have to leave your couch.
Yes? No. You never pay another late fee again. In fact, I just shredded my video store card.
Nice. What's that name again?
Gamefly.com. When you sign up, you get a 10-day free trial.
Gamefly.com, the coolest way to play all the games you want for the PS2, Xbox, and GameCube.
Hey, Chatterboxers, this is Alon. If you want to put Gamefly to the test, just head over to our website for a free trial. That's chatterboxgameshow.com.
The air, Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name's Alon, and this is my raspy voice.
Is that your radio voice?
No, my radio voice is like this. Hey, everybody, this is Chatterbox Video Game Radio. This is Alon, Adrian, and Andrew coming at you Sunday night. All right, so we've got some callers who called us at 866-536-1100. We're going to talk about something. I think we've got a gaming addiction story. So let's bring on Brad from somewhere in the Great North, Canada. Brad, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey there. So tell me your story.
Okay. A couple years back, I don't know like if he still has a problem now, but when we were kids, like 16, 17, 18, he would play video games consistently. He would maybe get 2 or 3 hours of sleep. And if he wasn't sleeping and he wasn't going upstairs to get food, like he'd go upstairs, like my aunt would make something. He wouldn't even say hi to them. He'd just grab his food, go down to the basement.
All right. Hang on a second. So you said 16, 17, 18. How old are you now?
21.
20. So this is just a few years ago. We're talking right, PlayStation and, 2, probably.
Right, and he would just sit there playing online, playing games constantly, you know. And my cousin tried to hook him up with a couple girls, like, you know, take him to a party. He wouldn't want to go. If he brought girls over, they'd try to talk to him.
Does your cousin know anybody in Phoenix?
Were they hot?
let's slow down here. Let's
couple
get
of them were, I guess. I don't know. But, like, he would just sit there, and, like, if you tried to have a conversation with him, he'd just be like, yep, whatever, mm-hmm. Didn't even really care. And then he went to school, and then he would, like, miss his classes because, oh, I got to keep playing this game or whatever. And then he ended up failing and dropping out, and I don't know if he still has a problem or whatever.
This is high school or college?
College, after high school.
I heard those stories several times. People and, apparently would skip class for the new Zelda and stuff. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Like, and I don't know. Just, they tried to get help for him, but he just, I don't know. He wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, he would just keep playing. He didn't care about what the doctors told him, you know. I don't know.
Let's slow down here. We got to get the important info. What game was he playing?
Too many to name. I don't even know exactly.
Okay.
I just know that it was always on. He was playing when Final Fantasy XI came out on the PlayStation Online. It was a lot of that all the time. But before that, it was just whatever. He would play a game, and if he beat it, he put another game in, and if he beat it, and so on.
Okay. Did he have other issues though? Was gaming the escape for him? Because I know me personally, I had some stuff go down in my life that all I wanted to do play was play video games because I wanted to escape a reality for a little. So was that his way out so he didn't kill himself?
Was that the nagging girlfriend?
Was it or was he just addicted to games?
I think it was a little bit of both, because when he got FF11, like even before that, when he wouldn't talk to anybody, when he started playing Final Fantasy XI when it came online on the PlayStation, he would talk a little bit to people, like, but he wouldn't. He was still more or less the antisocial lone wolf kind of guy.
Okay.
Now, let's see, there's all sorts of geeks in this world.
I'm a big geek nerd. I cover the whole gamut. But I hide it well. If I need to, I can go out and I can pretend that, you know, I don't have a t-shirt that says I've got plus 20 charisma, right?
You should see him dance.
I can pass pretty well for a normal person. Now, is this guy, you know, does he have the greasy hair that's from, you know, a style that's 10 years old? Kind of the
is he wearing a mullet?
The gut, and he wears nothing but shorts and black socks?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, okay.
All right, so he's one of them. And that's cool, if that's who he wants to be. And you certainly can find your group of friends there.
Right.
But apparently, he let it go a little bit too far. And this is your cousin, you say?
Yeah, it's my cousin Michael.
Okay. Oh, you're going to tell his name on the air.
See, it wasn't him because he didn't know the games. If he would have said, oh, he was playing this, this, and this, I would have had to ask, hey, is it you, your cousin, or... Is
no, that... because he wouldn't have called in.
No, I think our listeners are honest enough to say, yeah, you know what? I went way too far into games. I kind of went way too far into City of Heroes, but that was to escape my ex-girlfriend.
You're giving way too much credit to our listeners. Listen, thanks a lot, Brad, for calling in and telling us that story.
All right.
Giving up the girls. Giving up girls to play video games. I know people who've, like, lost girlfriends because they've played video games.
I just admitted I did.
Yeah. Well, no, you were on purpose trying to get away from her.
Yes.
So.
It was either play video games or shake her.
Yeah. To death?
No, it's like the Chris Rock. I won't ever hit a woman, but I'll shake the S out of her.
Okay. That's awfully kind of you. All right. So, I want to talk about an email that I got. I promised I was going to...
Don't we have a caller that sent you an email?
Yes.
Let's go to them first.
Why do you think I'm bringing up the email?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just was trying to get to our callers.
No, let's go ahead. Let's take him. We've got... is Pierre still there on the line? Pierre?
Yeah. Hey, give us a synopsis of what your email was.
All right. Do it.
What my email was about?
Yes.
Well, basically, my email was about, well, I'll call this week.
That
was about it.
But, no.
But the subject of my email was about the Wii and all the heat it's been getting lately.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's forget that he asked you that. And what do you actually want to talk about now that you called
it? Yeah. Well, I might look like I don't have any social skills right now, but English is a second language to me. I'm calling from Canada.
Okay.
It was about the financial portion of the Wii. What I mean is what Nintendo is doing right now with rising costs of gaming development. They are rising. I think we agree on that. And with Nintendo releasing the virtual console, I'm very interested about that more than with the controller, in fact. And I want to know your opinion about that.
Well, I mean, I don't find it terribly exciting. Mm-hmm. What I like is the fact that Nintendo's doing it, but Microsoft has already done it. And so, I mean, all it is Xbox Live Arcade with a different name, and because they're going to have new content. The old stuff, honestly, like, it's cool that you can have it. I like that you'll be able to play a bunch of old Nintendo games, TurboGrafx and stuff, but it's not making me salivate because I can do that on all my emulators now anyway. And so what's cool is the new games that are going to come out for it. The fact that people will be able to make games just like with Xbox Live Arcade, but they're going to be able to do it using the Wii functionality that it has. You know, make a game that works. This is another thing I wanted to talk about. Found out this week that the DS Lite is a usable... the DS is can be used as a controller on the Wii. So there might be some life in it after all, at least from my point of view, because it's a valid controller for it. But the virtual console, it's cool, but it's nothing new. It's nothing incredible because Xbox Live already does it, so I don't care much. Now, in your email, you had said something about basically like they could put in the absolute positioning on the Wii, and that you were talking about the cost of development and stuff,
and
that you would like that, but you wouldn't want to pay $400 for it. You know, now you're going to pay $200, and that's great. For one, if they could do absolute positioning, I would be very willing to pay $400. But on top of that, I got to say, I don't think it would cost that much. Because once they actually figure out how to do it, the hardware itself wouldn't be more than a few bucks. I mean, when you're buying chips in the millions, it's not a processor. They're not developing the cell chip or anything. It doesn't cost $100 per chip.
So would you just, you're saying you'd spend more money for it.
Yeah.
You said you'd spend $200. You don't realistically think it would be that. But say you bought this system, and then 6 months later they came out with the absolutely positioned, the perfect controller in your mind.
Yeah.
Would you spend another $100 on the controller?
Hell yes. Do you know how much I've spent on controllers before? Do you have any idea? A lot. You remember Steel Battalion for the Xbox? That's $200 for a controller.
Really?
For one game. You can't even use it on other games. It's just one game.
Oh, my God. This is why I'm the average gamer. $100 for one controller would be a little bit much.
What would suck about that is that you're supposed to have multiple people using the controller. I wouldn't want to pay $400 to have four people doing it. But I think it'd be very reasonable to charge, you know, enough money for it if it really did cost that much to build. But, listen, in direct response to your question, Virtual Console, cool. I'm happy about the games they're going to come out with. I doubt Nintendo will make terribly many for it. Like, Microsoft doesn't really make Xbox Live Arcade games, but they let other people do it. And so I'm very excited to see what people are going to come out with, because I think the Wii functionality will be very suitable for games that aren't $50 a piece.
You know the online game, the mining game, that the miner has that little thing that's swinging, and then you hit the button?
No idea what you're talking about.
And he blows the characters out?
Yeah, there's a swinging arm, he shoots down, he pulls up gold, and every once in a while
he inflates guys and they blow up.
Yeah, yeah. That would be a perfect game for the Wii. You can't tell me that wouldn't be cool.
I have no idea what game you're talking about.
During the next break, I'll pull it up. If you go to MySpace Games, it's on there.
All right. I've been to MySpace like twice in my life. Pierre, is there anything else that you wanted to cover while we've got you here?
Well, I just to say that I don't have any friends who are addicted to gaming. You know, all my friends escape reality with something else.
Is that drugs and alcohol?
Yeah, all that stuff. Doesn't mean we don't need to talk about addictive gaming. Talking about it is great, and that's what we are doing right now, just to awake people.
Yeah, I think anybody who listens to the show has got to be addicted to gaming to listen to a radio show about it.
Well, we're just telling you not to go too far with it.
Yeah. No, I've always said that. Listen, extremes are always bad. Well, almost always bad. And
you could be extremely addicted to this show, and we'll be okay with that.
Exactly. All right. So listen, thanks a lot, Pierre, for calling in. I appreciate it. And thank you for sending me that nice big email, which apparently I don't need to read on the air because you just tell me, you know, take a caller. Fine. Don't look. Anyway, I had another...
Do I need to storm out of this room like all your other co-hosts?
Yeah. You be quiet. Only one guy stormed out of the room. One. And that was during a break. Anyway.
And that was over a caller.
Was it over
yes.
a caller? I don't remember these things. All right. We're going to be back after this break with a smart attack. We had that 2 weeks ago. Scheduled this week. Another smart attack. All right. And I'm going to talk about the email that I didn't get to. And next week, hopefully, people will send me more email. It'll be great. All right, we'll be back after the break, everybody. Keep listening. Welcome back to the final segment of Chatterbox Video Game Radio. All the Chatterboxers are over there at chatterboxgameshow.com talking on our live chat on IRC. There's a button right there for live chat. So when you listen to the show, you can do that. Join up with everybody. We've got lots of people in there suggesting ideas for the show. I guess they don't like what we talk about.
They should call in then.
No. I didn't even look. I'm making that up.
Okay.
But anyway, so I've got some emails this week I want to talk about after, of course, I mentioned that UAT.edu is the place to go when you want to get in the industry and learn how to make games. And actually, you know what? I gotta hold off because we've got Nathan Smart wants to come on the air and give us a little bit of a smart attack. Are we ready for this, Andrew? Can we bring Nathan Smart on? All right. Nathan, tell me what's on your mind.
I just got a new iMac, and I'm loving it. One of the first things I did with it was check out the video game blogs I normally read, and I came upon an article that speculates that Apple might buy Nintendo. This made me laugh because it's a ridiculous idea that Nintendo would sell itself to another company, let alone an American one. But now that I think about it, it might be a good idea. Just think, Apple and Nintendo coming together to rule the other side of their industries? Both of the companies specialize in alternatives to the normal experience. It just makes sense. Here's a few examples of what an Apple-Nintendo future might hold for us gamers. Number one, a shortage of the color white. With both companies using so much white for their hardware, I fear that the world might run out of that color. This would make things for so much harder for races. We'd all be black if this happened. Or green. Number two, MechWarrior and The Sims would be the only games available for the Wii. Apple loves these two franchises and nothing else. I feel that if Apple and Nintendo were to merge, Apple would get rid of all the Nintendo franchises and just keep releasing sequels to MechWarrior and The Sims. Oh yeah, and also Myst. And finally, number three, the Wii would only have one button. Apple has long been notorious for their one-button mouse, and have only recently changed that with the two-button mouse that still only has one button. Nintendo showed their new controller and have taken away a lot of the buttons. With Apple taking over, they would get rid of the remaining buttons and just stick with one for the Wii controller. In addition to this, they will make all of their games require the use of two buttons, but then give you another controller that only has one button that you have to hold while you click the main controller's button to get it to think it's a second button. It's simple, yet not so simple to use. An Apple-Nintendo future seems highly unlikely, but pleasantly, excitingly, futuristically, whitelessly exciting. Here's to hoping that it does or doesn't happen. Alan?
Well, thank you for that, Nathan. I appreciate your point of view. It was interesting. I was actually, we were talking before the show started that, you know, there's been this news about how Apple might buy Nintendo or something. And I thought, I actually said that, you know, I've seen the things on the blogs and stuff saying that it's not going to happen, but I totally missed all the stuff saying it might happen. So it seems, I guess I missed that boat when it happened. Maybe I was too busy Friday or something whenever they posted it.
Well, they took our prediction of PlayStation and Nintendo merging, and they got confused and they put Apple instead.
Maybe that's what happened.
That's where it started.
All right. Anyway, thanks for letting us know what's on your mind, Nathan. I appreciate it. Moving on, I had mentioned this email that I want to talk about, so I'm going to read this off.
Because we don't have a caller to tell you what it says.
Exactly. This time I have to actually read it. Hey, Alan and Adrian, what's up? Oh, well, you know, not much, but thank you for asking.
I'm good.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Seth here from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, with a comment. Everybody's Canadian who listens to this show. All right.
Do we need to relocate to, like, Vancouver?
We should. Apparently it's Toronto, but...
I'll go to Toronto. I've been there before.
I have cousins there. Distant cousins. All right. Your opinion of the Wii is quite faulty, in my opinion, and I'll back up this claim. Thank you very much for trying. All right. Your claim that the controller doesn't detect exact positioning and would only be good for party games. I guess his incomplete sentence was intended to do something. Well, first of all, Wii Sports, one such party game, has exact real-time positioning direct detection. More to the point, though, is that your only piece of evidence for this? Is that Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi or Tenkaichi does not work well as some problems with Super Monkey Ball? All right, we're destroying this email piece by piece. First of all, Wii Sports does not have real-time positioning, so, you know, there goes your argument. I don't know why you thought it did. Maybe the tennis game makes you think so, but in truth, your guys move around the court automatically. You don't have any control over where they move with a nunchuck or without a nunchuck. You're just holding the Wii mote, and you swing it, and if you swing, they swing. That's it.
Because it doesn't know if you do it a backhand or an overhead.
It probably knows backhand.
Okay.
Just because.
But it's not going to know if it's tilted and it's going to hit it into the net or hit it way high in the air.
Actually, I don't know if it would know backhand. I'm curious. I didn't play the tennis game. So
no, I'm just saying in general, there's going to be some stuff that you would assume if it had exact knowledge of what you were doing, it would know. It would know that, hey, you hit it pretty much racket facing down, so the ball's going to go straight down, or you hit it pretty much racket facing up, so the ball's going to go way up in the air. It would know that.
Yeah, it could. So anyway, it doesn't have exact positioning. Don't know why you thought it did. The other Wii Sports games, baseball. Oh, you know what? You swing it. Swing and a miss. Anyway, and golf. Again, you swing. Right, so there's not a whole lot going on in that one. And there's also, I think Wii Sports had a flying game in it. I don't know why that's a sport, but there's a flying game. That just knows the tilting of it. And that worked pretty well. That was tilt. That was great. Whatever.
But that goes back to your whole argument that it's going to be great for party games.
Yeah, it's going to be great for stuff that doesn't... Like a flight game, it would know, and that's cool. And actually, the flight game worked pretty well because it's based totally off of tilt. But my point is, it doesn't have the exact position which would allow it to do all the cool things that I wanted it to do. And so anyway, no, my argument is not just because Dragon Ball Z Budokai didn't work very well, although a lot of it has to do with that. That's an example. That and Super Monkey Ball controlled very poorly. And then he goes on, talk about stuff. He says, every other game except for the sword fighting in Red Steel has exact real-time position detection. Nope. Even Wii Sports. Nope. As I said before, just because you say it doesn't mean it actually happens, buddy. Did you not even see any other Wii games in action? Actually, I did. I played Madden. I played Excite Truck. Madden, actually, it worked pretty well. I mean, it's hard to tell if... I thought I was swinging it straight, but apparently I was kicking it or swinging it and producing a kick, which was not... It was off-center, so that was a bummer. But if it actually takes that into account, that's a good implementation of it, and I actually thought Madden was one of the better uses of it. Excite Trek was all tilt. It was a fake steering wheel, which is cool.
Yeah.
Racing and driving work pretty well. Also, if you've not read anyone else's impressions, I have read plenty of impressions, and they're all fanboys. Just like me, except they don't cater to objective behavior. They just spout off. Anyway, these people did play the games and have been raving about it. Exactly my point.
They're a fanboy.
And his final line, anyway, hope you read this on the air and keep up the great work. So there you have it. If you send me email, I might even read it on the air.
No, and we're not saying don't go out and buy it. We're just saying it's not what we thought it was going to be when we talked about it years ago.
Yes.
And
well,
now that...
not years ago, months ago.
Well, you talked about it back in the day when I was on the show, so almost a year ago.
Back in the day,
when the show was good. When there was actually a real board op running the board.
All right.
But, no, don't take it that we're saying the system's going to suck. We're not saying that. It's going to be a decent system, but it's not going to be for the hardcore gamer.
Now that it's going to work with the DS Lite as controller, if any more than like two games actually work with it, I'm much more excited about it now. But because that requires someone owning new hardware in addition to the machine, it means that it's probably not going to be used a lot. But I certainly hope it does, because that would be a killer controller for it. You hold it in your hand, look at the big screen. It's great.
I'm getting a
DS
probably
the structure view.
I'm getting a Wii probably the day it comes out. So yeah. don't we're
I definitely
just
am.
Being us, and we're saying what we believe.
Exactly. Brado will back me up here. I say it like it is. Anyway, listen.
We keep it gangster.
It's the end of the show. Do me a favor. If you're presiding over a federal murder trial, maybe you shouldn't play solitaire. You know, video games are good, but in due time, in the right place, I think.
I'm just glad it wasn't a DS or PSP.
Apparently the federal judge here is addicted to gaming. She should go to the Dutch gaming place. All right, we are out of time for today. We will be back next week and next month even. So call in next week and we'll be back.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.